We continue our preview of some of the area fall sports teams. We're in Wallace today, and a chance to visit with Kaylee Souser. She's a 5'6 senior, and she sets and plays outside hitter. Kaylee, how's the team looking heading into the season?
I would say we look pretty confident. We're really excited to get the season rolling, and we're all just a really tight group of girls that have a really good time together.
You have been playing, starting, you said, since you were a freshman. So is this old hat for you at this point?
Yeah. My roles have changed a lot since I've been a freshman, but as a senior this year, I've been really working on being a good leader and, like, helping take over when things get rocky.
Yeah. How have your roles changed since you started out here?
Well, since I was a freshman, my freshman year and sophomore year, I was primarily a setter. I never hit. And then my junior year, I began hitting on the right side a little bit. And now this year, I help take over on the outside and set.
Okay. I'm guessing you lost some good players off of last year's team. Do you feel like there's been some gals that have stepped up and shown themselves that they can fill the shoes of some of your losses?
Yeah, we've had a lot of freshmen that have really stepped up and proved that they are capable of filling in those roles and that they've worked really hard over the summer to get where they are now.
Okay. Talk about some of your teammates and what you're expecting out of them to help you to success this fall.
The other senior, Mariana, and the junior, Reagan Finley, us three have all worked really hard at being good leaders on and off the court. So we're going to help bring the team together so we can do the best we can.
Okay. What are their roles on the team then?
Mariana is, she had been our libero in the past, but she's now just plays in the back row as a passer, and she also hits outside and right side. And Reagan Finley's definitely our best offensive player. She hits on the outside, middle, and right side.
You'll be setting her a lot, huh?
Oh, yeah.
She can put it down, and as I call them, floor dinners on the other side, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you got a fairly young team, too, beyond that. Or have there been others that have stood out to you, think are going to come along as the season goes along?
Yeah, they're all working really hard and trying to do their best they can to, like, not only push themselves but us while they're playing against us on the other side of the court.
Mm-hmm. So what's the overall key to success, do you think, for the team this year?
Our mental game, 100%. As long as we have a good mental game, then we'll come out in the end physically.
Okay. And the ability to put bad stuff behind you in a hurry, not let it snowball into several points when something goes wrong, is probably something that Coach has talked about.
Yeah, she has, definitely.
You feel like you've gotten better at that personally when you make a mistake, just to put it aside, not let it linger for several points?
Yeah, I've worked really hard to get better at that since I've been a freshman.
Okay. So I didn't ask, I assume Coach is your mom?
Yep, she is.
There is a resemblance there. So how has that been through the years? I mean, do you take it home and talk sometimes, or do you have a rule that you just set it aside when you're at home?
We usually set it aside, like, that evening, and then if I bring it up, then we'll talk about it. But she'll never bring it up to me. I have to take initiative and bring it up.
You just try to keep it here in the gym and when you're studying in the classroom, right?
Yep.
Okay. We'll go out there, have a good season. We'll be here for Triangular. I think it's the Maywood Hayes Center and Brady one at the end of September. Jiho, so I'm looking forward to that and looking at you girls throughout the fall and reporting good results. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's visit with head coach of the Wildcat volleyball team. And that would be Crystal Souser. 7 years since you took over. You were co-coach with Liz Hawk for a while, and she's still assisting you. So each year you lose some good talent. You hope to replace it. How's it looking this year going into the season?
This year I think will be a little bit better than last year. Just I have two seniors and a junior that spent the summer working a lot on what it took to be a leader. And I think that's kind of what we were missing last year, a lot of. So we asked the girls to be leaders, but if you don't teach them how to be leaders, it doesn't really work. So they spent the summer really working on becoming those leaders and that mental side of the game. So hopefully that will help us. They're a lot smaller, but defensively, I think we'll be a strong team. Offensively, it's going to take a little bit of work.
Only two seniors, your daughter being one of them, and she did talk about taking on more of a leadership role along with a couple other girls this year. And you need that, especially, I think, in a smaller school, too. Sometimes it whittles down to two or three girls with that burden on them, right?
It does. And in the past, they had some upperclassmen that were just really good leaders. And when we lost those girls, they just have always been the ones to follow, and so they didn't know what it took to be that leader. So they've done a really good job trying to bring these freshmen in and building them up and giving them confidence to say that they can play with the rest of us. Mm-hmm. So that has been good for them.
So mention the girls that you're looking to have good seasons for you and lead the way on the court to hopefully a winning record.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, Reagan Finley, she was really nice the other night out of the middle for us, but she has a good outside hit also. Our other two middles, they're sophomores, and they're still learning that timing piece of everything. Kaylee's always been a great setter for us, but we've needed her to step outside of that setting role a little bit because we need her as a hitter. Our other senior, Mariana, since she's been a freshman, she's been our libero. But again, she's just athletic all the way around, and so I kind of had to take that jersey from her and convince her that we needed her to play all the way around too as one more hitter. So they've really bought into those roles, and hopefully they just can keep improving in those roles also.
So, you know, your rotation is going to be pretty tight this year because you got a large freshman class and you expect them to grow, but you don't want to throw them into the varsity fire right away.
No, not yet. They're still pretty green. They learn each day coming in, and thankfully some of these girls are really good with them and patient with them. And so it's just going to take them a little bit of time.
Yeah. You play in a rugged league. I know the RPAC is tough for you, but do you have an opportunity, you think, with the early season schedule maybe to get some good experience and maybe get some wins under your belt before you get into the thick of RPAC?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but our schedule starts kind of out a little bit slower, a little bit weaker, and so it kind of builds our confidence. The first time we see a lot of competition is we go to a Loomis tournament, and that kind of really sets the tone for the rest of the season for us and how well we can compete with some of those bigger schools.
Mm-hmm. This is a game like every athletic event, but it seems like in volleyball too, it can get going south in a hurry, and sometimes it's hard to turn around. You got to be pretty mentally strong. Your daughter talked to me about that a little bit too, and she feels she's gotten better at that, which you should if you've been playing since you're a freshman. But is that something you kind of emphasize to the girls too, just kind of learn to let it go? If you make a mistake, don't let it drag you and your team down.
Yeah, and it's been huge, and Kaylee's a prime example. She would lose her head pretty darn quick early on, and we've spent the summer and then before every practice, we spend 10, 15 minutes talking about what it takes to be mentally tough and how to become a mentally tough player. And the girls have really bought into this. So they kind of got the locker room decorated and different things and reminders and on how to keep them focused and not let little things make the game go south quicker.
Huddle's a great tool, and when I walked in, you were talking to the girls about that, and you're going to kind of break down film of matches and different aspects of the game so that they can see in rapid succession, you know, when they do it right and when they do it wrong and how to ingrain the right, I guess.
Yeah, and we didn't realize until last year that some of our younger players still hadn't even figured out how long on until about halfway through the season. So not so much. So we're going to try to get that before it even gets started and really get them showing after our Jamboree game. We had our Jamboree game on Thursday, so we're going to break it down a little bit today and take some of the younger ones and really show them how to use it to help them become better players.
Right. This is way down the road, obviously. Do you know your sub-district yet? Do you know who's in there with you?
Yeah, it's Paxton, Dundee County, Hitchcock County, us and us, yeah. So five of us.
Yeah. So it's going to be fierce competition among those schools, won't it?
Yeah. Hitchcock County, they have a couple seniors that are really good. Dundee County, obviously. I mean, they were really good last year. Paxton and us, it's always been a rival. I mean, yep. It's always been. So it's a tough sub-district.
Yep. Well, I'm looking forward. We're hitting all the area teams at some point this season, and I'll be down September 30th. You host Maywood Hayes Center and Brady that late afternoon and early evening, so I'll be down to call the matches that day. And by that time, you'll have a lot more experience and playing together and hopefully smooth some things out, right?
Here's hoping. Mayhay is always a tough one. Brady, you never know what you're getting when they come into the gym. So really, I mean, with our conference, it really comes down to how well can you stay in it, because volleyball is always that game of momentum. So
it figures to be fun. Look forward to following the Wildcats throughout the fall. And Crystal, thanks for your time. Best of luck to the team.
Okay, thank you.